his budget proposals. Bush says his budget limits spending while making sure the military has the tools it needs to do the job. Homeland Security, also to get more money. Meanwhile, the administration point men on the budgets under sharp attack in their first trip to Capitol Hill. Democrats launched sharply worded criticisms and questions at Treasury Secretary John Snow and Budget Director Joshua Bolten about the $2.5 trillion spending plan. Congressman John Spratt, top Democrat on the House Budget Committee, said the budget paints, quote, a misleading picture because it fails to include the costs of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and the Bush plans for privatizing Social Security. Snow heard criticism the administration is not reaching out to Democrats to get a bipartisan solution to Social Security. House Budget Committee Chairman Jim Nussle told Bolton Republican lawmakers will need some help from the administration to get through some of the painful spending proposals. A Republican consultant has been sentenced to 5 months in jail for jamming Democratic telephone lines set up in New Hampshire in 2002 to arrange rides for voters to get to the polls. Alan Raymond also fined more than $15,000. He was the head of a Virginia-based consulting group. He pleaded guilty back in July of 2004. A swarm of computer-generated phone calls lasted about 90 minutes on that day. Voters that day were deciding races for governor, U.S. senator, and hundreds of other offices. State Republicans say the company was hired to encourage people to vote for their party, not to jam the phone lines. And the former executive director of the New Hampshire Republican Party also pleaded guilty, is scheduled to be sentenced next month. The regional chairman of the Bush campaign last year indicted in December. He has pleaded not guilty. Tomorrow's Ash Wednesday. For the first time since he became Pope in 1978, Pope John Paul II will miss out on the prayers for the start of Lent. John Paul still hospitalized, continuing to recover from complications of the flu. An American cardinal will preside over these services at St. Peter's Basilica tomorrow. This is Air America Radio News.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Unfiltered.
Wednesday on Unfiltered, I Break for Jesus bumper stickers. We're just the beginning. Plus, Northern Ireland in the 70s and 80s. One woman, 24 characters. Geraldine Hughes, writer and performer of Belfast Blues, is here. And Mike Papantonio steals Big Chemical's milk money. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April.
Liz Winstead and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I've got the program all set for tonight. And then this, I was watching Peter Jennings, and I think it was Peter Jennings, and checking stories on the internet. And this story is popping up again and again and again. And it was not what I had scheduled, but I just want to bring it up, okay, real quick. I don't smoke. I used to be a cigarette smoker. I smoked a pack a day for 40 years. I'm probably already dead. But I quit 2 years ago. And Kathy doesn't smoke for obvious reasons. We have a baby. I'm very anti-smoking on both, not just health issues, but also on a personal moral issue. If the tobacco companies would have been honest, going back 40 years ago when I started smoking, or even over the past 40 years, had they been honest and really given people a choice, you know, said, look, this is highly addictive stuff, and if you, it's a crapshoot. You may be killing yourself. You may not, but you may. So, you know, but they weren't honest. So I'm anti-smoking on not just a health level, but also a moral level, ethical level, and so on and so on and so on. You know, the United States overall is the greatest exporter of death in the history of the world, and part of that death that we export is in the form of cigarettes and other forms of tobacco. Now, having said all that, this invasion of privacy at this little company in Michigan, where the boss told his employers, that under a new policy, if you smoke, you're fired. And not smoking on the job. I'm sure you all are familiar with this story. Not smoking on the company property. But if you smoke, period, you're fired. And this to me is, this is really pushing it, isn't it? Now, doing a little research, I find out that in 43 states, I believe it's 43 states, employers have the right to make demands like this on employees. Back in the day, it was about facial hair. Remember that? Facial hair. If you had a beard or a mustache or your hair was too long, you could be fired. Now it's smoking. What's next? Sitting too long out in the sun? Eating the wrong diet, come on, all of this stuff, not exercising, all this stuff is bad for you, and nobody denies that. Nobody denies the fact that, you know, if you smoke and eat the wrong diet and sit around your ass, you're going to die. You're going to die sooner than you have to. Okay, that's a given. But on the other hand, now that we all know... Now that we all know about smoking and drinking and wrong eating and no exercise, what the hell is it any business of an employer, some little tin pot tyrant? Now, this is just my point of view here. Who says to employees, his employees, if you smoke off the job, I'm going to fire you. Now, wouldn't it be better to just say, okay, if you're a smoker, you can't qualify for health insurance? The company paid health insurance, or whatever he has, or he's got some kind of a health insurance plan. Wouldn't that be, that way you're giving the employer the option? Now, you might say, well, you're giving the employer the option anyway, the employee the option anyway. Well, either smoke and work or don't smoke and, or don't smoke and work or smoke and get fired. I don't know. That seems a little drastic to put it that way. But what's next? I mean, seriously, I'm very anti-smoking, just rabidly anti-smoking. But when I saw this, I thought, what the hell? In 30 states in the District of Columbia, it's illegal for companies to impose smoking bans on their employees when they're off duty. 13 states prevent companies from banning alcohol use off the job. And only California, Colorado, New York, and North Dakota have broader worker privacy laws that prohibit employers from regulating most legal activities when their workers are off the job. Now, you know, it's perfectly okay, I would imagine, to say, you know, illegal if we blood test you. I remember when I went to work for ABC Radio, and I had to have, what was it, Kathy, two blood tests to see if I used drugs. And the first one was a little dodgy. I guess that's because the chemical I drank to flush all the reefer out of my system didn't take. No. The first test was bad because they got my Social Security number screwed up. That's what ABC Radio told me. I have no idea. And the second test was fine. But, you know, that sort of thing, I would imagine, I guess, although I'm not real keen on drug testing either. Drug tests for a radio talk show host? What the hell is that? You know, drug tests for somebody drives a Greyhound? Okay. Or somebody flies a plane? Uh-huh. Or somebody that pilots a tanker? Okay. Alcohol, too. But cigarette smoking, I don't know. I'm having real problems with this. You know, the intrusiveness of this. On the one hand. On the other hand, a full and certain knowledge on my part, everybody's part. Now, does anybody doubt anymore that cigarette smoking is bad for you? We all know it. I knew it 30 years ago, kept smoking. Because it was a junkie, that's all. And it's never because, like people say, well, I'll quit whatever I want to, I enjoy it. No. People keep smoking because they're addicted. It's very simple, and that's the part that really pisses me off about the drug companies, about the tobacco companies, because they are drug companies, and they weren't honest about it. You know, when I was a kid, and everybody starts smoking when they're a kid, as far as I know. I guess I started when I was around, 16 or something? And what we were told back then, we had magazine ads with Ronald Reagan, who was a movie star back then, smoking cigarettes, and doctors and soldiers and aviators, everybody smoked cigarettes. And, you know, what they told us was, well, the only bad thing about smoking, it'll stunt your growth. Those were the three words they used. It will stunt your growth. What? That means you never be a professional basketball player, I guess. Don't you, Brett? But anyway, this thing, I mean, I don't know. What's your take on it? You want to talk about this for a minute? This is not a typical Malloy program topic. If you want to leave and come back after this segment's over, I understand. You know, I mean, you tune in this program to hear me beat the hell out of Republicans and Bush. We'll get to that tonight. Oh, God, are we going to get to that tonight? But like I say, this came up at the last minute, you know. This came up at the last minute. This is, I don't know. This is weird stuff. This is terrible, weird stuff. Okay, nobody wants to talk about it. That's fine. Let's move on. I just thought I'd toss it out. And here we go. Into the trash. Okay. We usually start with whatever report is circulating about Republicans or religious right creeps who sexually molest children. And there's an abundance of those stories, is there not? I've said it many times. What is it with these Christian right fundamentalists that they like to sexually abuse and torture children? You know, why not sexually abuse an adult? At least the adult has a chance to fight back, maybe put a bullet in your brain or something, kick you in the crotch. But children, what is it about right-wingers, Republicans, Christian fundamentalists, that when they are caught in a sexual escapade, so often it's a sexual escapade with a child? What is that? I cannot get my mind around that. And I'm not even talking about the Catholic priest scandal. You know, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole or a 10-foot Italian or a 10-foot anything. I'd stay away from that issue, except once in a while. That's so disgusting, it's beyond belief. But I'm talking about the Protestant fundamental Christians. We just have a case down here that was all over the news. Some preacher has been charged with sexually molesting a child, and they got $50,000 bond together, and he's out, and his congregation is swarming around him like flies around a dung heap about, oh, the Lord will see us through this. You know, okay, maybe the Lord will. But what is it about Christian fundamentalists that they're always sexually attacking kids? So here's the principle in Sarasota, someplace outside Sarasota, Florida. The principal of a small Christian school that was convicted of sexually molesting a female student. He was found guilty about a week ago. The Reverend Jerry Lee Pitts of lewd and lascivious battery and molestation. He faces up to 15 years in prison when he's sentenced later. I have some more of this when we come back. Let's take a break here real quick so I can go rinse my mouth out. When you talk about these stories, don't you get the creeped out, kind of dirty feeling, right? Christian fundamentalists, huh? Yeah.
Cause daddy likes porno and $10 whores. Daddy gets wasted and robs liquor stores. Daddy likes rubbing against little boys on the bus. I think that's why your mommy left her.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or a partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box of a day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99, all just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in NETRADIO. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Past the hour. So here we are again, a Christian right-wing freak going after a child. And this time it's the principal of the small Christian school near Sarasota, convicted of sexually molesting a female student. He is the Reverend Shirley Pitts, 38 years old, was found guilty last week of lewd and lascivious battery and molestation, faces up to 15 years in prison when sentenced later. According to court testimony, Mr. Pitt started a sexual relationship with a former student at the Living Water Academy. Living Water Academy. I'm not laughing at the molestation, I'm laughing at the name. The student was 15 at the time. She's now 17. The victim testified that she started attending the school in March of 2002. Shortly afterward, Mr. Pitts sexually assaulted her in his wife's office in a trailer parked on school grounds in the computer lab, any place he could nail this child. Now, his defense attorneys argued that a lack of evidence and conflicting statements made by the victim and witnesses should lead to acquittal. Yeah, okay. Two women testified that Mr. Pitts also raped and molested them at about the same age as his current victim, and they never reported it to the police. Both are now 24. Because the statute of limitations ran out on their cases, they could only testify, in this case, to show a pattern of behavior by Pitts. And the Sarasota school here, the Living Water Academy, is part of the Living Word Church. Sick and disgusting. But I've never been able to quite figure that out. Why Republican / Christian fundamentalists, and I put quotes around the word Christian, / right-wingers, when they are going to indulge in rape and sexual assault, they always pick a kid. You know, either a boy or a girl, really, you know, it doesn't matter, but they always pick a kid. Dirty bastards. I mean, really, wouldn't you love to get a child sexual predator. Now fess up, especially if you're a parent. In a room alone, you know, he's no doubt he's guilty, and you've got a baseball bat and he's naked. Wouldn't that, huh? Come on, you can fantasize that. We'd never do that. That's why we have a legal system. But don't you fantasize about that? You don't? It's just me? Okay. I'm creeped out freak. Whatever. Priscilla is calling from Montana, and Priscilla has a comment, I think, about the people getting fired for smoking cigarettes. Right, Priscilla?
Yeah, it wasn't so much that they're getting fired for cigarettes. There is a large company in the United States called West Marine who made a choice a long time ago not to hire people to smoke because they figured that the people who smoke are going to up the cost of insurance for the rest of the people who don't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And they got dumped on a lot, but they took it up to I have no idea what level. I think it was in California courts. But anyway, they were upheld. And their premise was that if you smoke, you are jeopardizing your health, and therefore you're going to require more health care. And why should your coworkers pay higher premiums because of a habit that you could choose to kick,
mm-hmm.
or you don't have to work for the company?
Mm-hmm.
And they won. And actually, I think it's cool. It's pretty simple. Smoking is really bad. I mean, being obese is bad.
But shouldn't the employer say, look, the insurance company has told me, this employer that we're talking about has 200 employees.
This employer has more like 15,000.
Okay, and their policy is if you smoke, you what?
No, they don't hire people who smoke.
Oh, they don't? Okay, not hiring a smoker. Okay. I have been asked that before. Well, no, I haven't. I take it back. I have been asked if I use drugs ever, and I would always lie because, of course, I had. Now, at the time of seeking employment, of course not. But my point is, I think, that if someone, in the first place, how does one know, short of testing someone for nicotine in their blood or THC in their blood or opium in their blood or alcohol in their blood, whatever it is, how does one know? And it's
the smell.
Well, the smell. Okay, but you can
tobacco. It's a real simple one. They smell.
Right, but what? All the employees show up in the morning and we have a company sniffer.
On, Mike. I mean,
I'm serious. It would seem to me that the proper way to do it, if it's going to be done, and I have no problem with an employer saying to someone, look, if you're a smoker or you have poor health habits, we're not going to hire you.
Yeah.
But that should be a stipulation made before the person ever goes to work. Well, and besides, where are you going to stop after smoking? Then what, drinking? I mean, smoking and drinking... You know, smoking and drinking kill 400,000 people a year. Now, if you add obesity, then what? If you add skin cancer from being out in the sun, then what? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, but, you know, it just seems an easy start. And I am always appalled at the fact that this is the only industrialized nation in the world that doesn't have universal health care.
Well, that's...
This other argument about why there are so many Americans
right.
who have no health care.
Well, I hear you. Let's just say we can disagree on this one agreeably. Priscilla, I got a boogie. Thanks. I appreciate your call. You have a nice evening. Quick break here, folks. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Mail's here. What'd we get?
Bill, sale. We want $1 million and your W-2.
Sweet!
You really don't think we want $1 million?
No, the W-2.
Why?
Because now I can go to TurboTax.com. I just answer some simple questions. TurboTax fills out all the right forms and checks for errors and missed deductions.
Not that exciting.
Let me finish. Then with TurboTax, I can e-file and get my refund back in days.
Days?
Days.
Days?
Take a deep breath, give me the W-2, and go sit down.
Days.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
That's not just any cold. It's a bad one. With this, plus this, plus this, and more. You need new Advil Multi-Symptom Cold. It's the first and only cold formula with two strong cold medicines, plus all the power of Advil to relieve 8 big symptoms of your bad cold. From body aches to runny nose, nasal congestion, and sneezing. So when you get hit with just about every cold symptom out there, now you can hit back with the power of Advil in new Advil Multi-Symptom Cold.
Use as directed.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
Planet check.
Hip-hop artist KRS-One spits the truth about the planet.
Because we are losing consciousness with the environment, we are separating ourselves further and further away from an understanding of which our source is.
KRS-One gives respect to the trees.
Imagine the audacity to cut down a tree. I mean, we're moving so fast in life that we can't stop and look at a tree and know scientifically that if we don't breathe air for 4 minutes, we lose consciousness.
Do we create consciousness or do the trees?
We walking around thinking consciousness stems from the human. No! 4 minutes without this substance we in and it's over. You know the statistic and then you're out of here. So how are we cutting trees now?
That's hip-hop artist KRS-One on Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Piramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Piramind.com.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
You've heard Ambrosia sing the news on Air America's Unfiltered. Now you can bring Ambrosia home when you buy Ambrosia Sings the News 2004. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the Ambrosia Sings the News banner. Buy a copy of Ambrosia singing about all the absurd news of the past year.
You know, the year just passed, had lots of nasty girls and naughty boys. Some have got promotions, big fat raises, brand new shiny toys.
Go to AirAmericaRadio.com to get your copy of Ambrosia Sings the News 2004.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Okay, some folks want to talk about the smoking issue. You know, like I said, it's got me kind of flummoxed. I'm not sure where to take a stand anymore on so many of these civil liberties things. It's almost quaint to be talking about this, isn't it, when we're a country now that has authorized torture, right? Isn't it? Don't you feel that way? That's how I felt. I'm not trying to throw a bucket of cold water on the conversation here. I'm going to take your calls. But don't you, you know, that was my first thought. Oh, Jesus, who cares? Who cares if somebody got fired for smoking or some employer is threatening to fire people for smoking, given the fact that we are now a fascist state anyway? So yawn, you know, let's all just go, really? Boy, that's a real important topic, boy. That's what it's come to, right? Gordon in Oklahoma said, Mike, you may want to bring this up to the smokers. With each pack of cigarettes purchased, the Republican Party appreciates your support. Boy, is that the truth, Gordon. All right. Linda is calling from Los Angeles. Linda, welcome to the program.
Hey, hi.
Hey.
I just thought what you were saying was funny, and I know what you mean about taking things too seriously. It's very hard to get into these things right now when you think about what we're doing
That's right.
in the world.
That's right.
But one of the reasons I think it's kind of important is the slippery slope aspect here. You know, you're right. It's like a fascist state, but you know, we still have certain protections against discrimination, and that's what it's called. We talk about, you know, firing someone for a lifestyle choice, and nobody wants to use the D word, but it's discrimination. And if you start firing people for that, pretty soon, you know, you can start, you know, firing somebody because they're obese. And though there are a lot of people out there going to go, yeah, because, you know, they choose to be fat. Okay, well, that's arguable, but then the other thing, you go further back. What about people who engage in lifestyle behaviors that aren't obvious? They look healthy, but maybe they have unprotected sex. They drive too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those are things we can't see, but those are very risky things. If someone gets into a car crash because they're driving too fast, they're going to suck up a ton of insurance money. They're going to be out of work. It's going to cost the company money. It's going to cost me money because my insurance rates are going to go up.
Right.
But those things aren't obvious. And if you go even further back, if someone who was born and raised in L.A., you know, I've been exposed to high smog levels. So if they want to start discriminating against people for these things, are they eventually going to go to the point where, well, she was born and raised in L.A., and even though she doesn't smoke, we know she suffered lung damage because she grew up there.
I'm absolutely, totally getting the point, Linda.
Where's it going to end?
No, that was the problem I have with it. It seems kind of almost benign when you first hear the story. Okay, here's some old fart out there who runs a 200 employee company, and he says, well, if you're going to smoke, we're going to fire you. And you think, well, maybe with the cost of health care, yada, yada. But when you go a little bit deeper, you wind up with what you're talking about. And you're absolutely right. I don't know how to even think or feel about these sorts of stories anymore, given the horrendous real-world stuff that's going on. That we're doing. It almost seems like a quaint little topic of talk radio from 20 years ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Smoking, yes or no? Oh, my God. All right. Thanks, Linda.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye. I appreciate you checking in. Let's see. Kurt is calling from Greenwood, Virginia. Kurt, welcome to the program.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, it's going.
I'd just like to point out, basically, your caller just now pretty much covered most of my comment. But there was actually a case in New York City where, under the guise of, independent drug testing by the police department, random drug testing.
Right, right.
They actually were pregnancy testing women. And that affected what cases they got assigned,
right.
Which affected what, promotions they got and things like that. And, you know, it is definitely an extremely dangerous door to open up. You know, once you start.
Well, like Linda said, once you start, where do you stop? You can make a case against all sorts of behaviors. That may or may not have a negative effect on coworkers or people around you or what have you. There's something about the way the story is reported that, okay, this does not mean smoking on company time or company property. This means if you smoke in your living room at home all by yourself with you and your goldfish, we're going to fire you. And that's just like, but... It's just a weird subject, and given where we are in this country right now, again, it just seems kind of quaint to be talking about it all that much. Hey, Kurt, thanks for checking in. What? Yeah, go ahead.
If you use just insurance costs to justify it, you could justify not hiring women. They get pregnant. Men don't.
Yeah, but women live longer than... Well, no, you're absolutely right. Women have, in the working years, in the childbearing years, they have more doctor visits and more hospitalizations than men. Of course, that's made up for towards the last 10, 15 years of life where women live longer. But yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Hey, thanks, Kurt.
Okay.
All right, appreciate you checking in. Kathy is calling from Boston. Kathy, go ahead. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
Actually, my point, I guess, that I want to raise is that I'm a healthcare provider, and it's been well established that the number one health problem, dollar-wise, in the country is actually obesity, with the related cardiac and diabetic problems and sedentary lifestyle.
Right.
So my curiosity is to think about cigarette smoking, which is not the number one killer and has been proven, makes me think about the self-righteousness, once again, that is trying to be inserted into our constitutional rights.
Well, I hear you, and that's the problem I have with it. Again, I'm virulently anti-smoking now. I mean, I don't get in people's face about smoking, but if we're in a restaurant that still allows smoking, Saturday we went to visit some friends up in the North Georgia Mountains, and we were in a small town up there, and Kathy and I and the baby and one of my daughters and her kid, and we're sitting there just having a family style North Georgia Mountains dinner, and this couple and their daughter and the daughter's kid walk in. Well, as soon as they sit down in the booth next to her, as soon as they sit down, this late middle-aged woman, she's probably about 65 or 70, she fires up a Camel Red, one of those Camels like we used to smoke way back 40 years ago.
That must be in the South, because here in New England.
Right.
You know, that doesn't happen, but...
Oh, yeah, in New England, if that happens, you pull out a gun and shoot them. But here in the South, if you say anything...
Yeah, I mean, there's no smoking in restaurants here.
Right, I understand. But here in the South, if you say anything about somebody smoking in the restaurant, they just look at you and say, "Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Right,
what are you,
right,
a communist
right.
or something?" You know?
Right.
So I don't get in people's face about smoking. I just try to avoid it and keep my baby away from it. And
sure.
You know, that. But this whole story, it's just like, Jesus. I mean, is this right? Is this what we do in this country now? I guess it is, huh?
Well, I guess it is, and it's just so interesting to me because, like I said, as a healthcare provider, the diabetic situation is a crisis.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's going to cause a ton of premature death.
Yes.
Many of these folks are not smokers, and they're going to die prematurely. They're going to have a lot of health costs to their companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder why single out what has statistically been proven not to be the cause of high-cost insurance. I know that as a provider.
Yeah.
There are so many other things. I just think it's a self-righteous kind of attitude and approach that our country's taken.
I hear you. I hear you.
I really do. I think it's just a judgmental thing.
I think
I'm very sad for those people who are fired. I think it's just another way to slip a right away that we don't have. And I do concur with the previous callers. It'll be obesity. It'll be some alcoholic person.
Mm-hmm.
So that pretty soon we will look a lot like Germany.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Kathy, thanks. I appreciate it. You know, the other thing I was thinking about, what about the study? Where did we read it, Kathy? Was it in the Science Times, Science Section, New York Times, that there's some belief now that people who have red hair are descendants of Neanderthals? The non Homo sapiens branch of the human factory human family. So what happens now? Would it be logical to say, okay, if you have red hair, we don't want to hire you because hell, we don't know what your genetic makeup is. About the time you've been with the company 15, 18 years. Well, on the other hand, nobody stays with companies that long anymore. Ah, to hell with it. I don't know. It bugs me. Ben Birch is checking in from, he's the webmaster at whiterosesociety.org that archives this program and many other ones. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
I can tell you when we lost this battle. We lost this battle the very moment we allowed anybody to drug test an employee, because all of the legal precedent that went down then that says, it's absolutely okay for your employer to care about the contents of your bodily fluids or your hair or whatnot, applies to this, and we have no basis on which to fight it.
Hey, hold on a second. We got to do a break. You want to hold on? All right, we'll come back right after this break. Quick break, we'll be back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issued Preferred Best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issued Preferred Best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation. Just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Thank you.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
It's about 10 before the hour. Coming up right after the break, Bush visited Detroit today to talk about his new budget and what he calls his three pillars of economic policy. Is that like the five pillars of Islam? Is that kind of a subtle slap? I don't know. But anyway, we'll have some of the painful highlights for you a bit later in the program after the break, so stick around and listen to a stupid head as he tries to explain his, what is it, Polly? Polly, what is it, Kathy? His economic policy? This will be fun. Back to Ben, White Rose Society webmaster, who is talking about drug tests here. Go ahead, Ben. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, the thing we gave up when we allowed testing to occur for illegal drugs was the privacy of our own bodily fluids. Now it is possible for them to take hair, to take fingernails, to take your urine or whatever the heck else they decide they want, to even draw your own your blood from you, if they want to test you. And there's as a condition of employment, and there's not a thing you can do about it legally because the laws were written at the time to permit testing for illegal drugs.
You know, every time I hear that phrase bodily fluids, I think about General Jack D. Ripper from Dr. Strangelove.
Yes,
right?
I do too, I think.
I can't help myself. You know, God, what a movie that was.
That was a great film. This all goes back to the temperance movement.
Yes,
you know,
it does.
They wanted to, they had a list of things back then that they wanted to see outlawed.
Right.
Cocaine, they got that. Opiates, they got that. Marijuana, they got that. Alcohol, they got that for 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we saw the results of that.
Yeah.
And we're seeing the results of the prohibition of marijuana and the opiates and the cocaine every day on the streets of our country.
That's right, and in the highest levels of government.
Yes, it's corrupted the entire system from top to bottom.
Absolutely,
from the police on up to the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing to understand is that cigarettes are on their list.
Mm-hmm.
Tobacco always was on the list of the temperance movement, and I really believe that if we allow these people to continue, they will have full temperance. And alcohol, tobacco, drugs, anything that you can put into your body that they do not approve of will be banned and will be a felony. And that if that's the kind of society we want to live in, well, you know, I think I could find some other place to live.
Well, we're getting real close to it. We're getting real close to it now. Yeah,
yeah.
You're right. Thanks, Ben.
You take care.
All right. I appreciate you checking in. You know, I think, again, we all ought to have the education and the common sense to if we want to experiment with substances in our body where we're not hurting someone else. I've always taken kind of a libertarian approach on that. You know, go for it. If there is medical proof that, you know, plan A or plan B or plan C is deleterious to your health and is going to make you sick and take away years off your life or make you crazy, then why do it? You know, why do it? There are other things that make you crazy. But some of these folks, you know, I get the imp in me would like to dose them, you know, with something really strange, like peyote. You know, just get these folks and say, you know, sprinkle it on their pizza. And then just kind of watch. You know, and when they all of a sudden start communing with all sorts of entities, you know, blades of grass, rocks, trees, you know, maybe they'll, you know, think to themselves, okay, hold on just a second. I don't know. Marla is calling from Kentucky. Marla, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Marla.
I listen to your show all the time, so I'm a little nervous calling in. But
yeah, well, I'm nervous, too. If you listen all the time, it scares me because, you know, half the time I make a fool of myself. So.
Well, I just, when you first brought up this issue tonight, I really thought, you know, I don't smoke. I don't really particularly care. But the more I thought about it, it started jabbing at me like, you know, who are these people to know whether or not I or my fellow, you know, colleague is more, has more of a chance of getting cancer or, you know, what do they care? It's a privacy issue.
Hey, can you hold on, Marla?
Sure.
All right, we got to take a break. Hold on. Breathe deeply. I'll do the same. We'll come back and finish the conversation, okay? Quick break. We will be back. Stay with us. Don't forget, coming up after the break, we're going to finish up chatting with Marla. Take some more calls. We're going to have Bush address you directly. And we have other little items of fun and frivolity that you're going to love tonight. So stick around, okay? Eh? Eh? Does that sound enticing? Okay. You know, pour another drink, light up a stogie or a Pall Mall and kick back. We'll be back. Stay, or whatever you smoke. See you on the other side of the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The federal budget is not just an accounting tool. It's a statement about our nation's values and priorities. This week, Bush has put out a budget that is like a weapon of mass destruction. It would drastically underfund domestic initiatives, from education to children's health care to veterans benefits to support for small businesses. The vast majority of Americans will be asked to sacrifice, with one exception. The millionaires, the billionaires, who can afford to give something up. Their tax cuts, the same tax cuts that brought us unprecedented deficits, would be protected and likely even extended under Bush's proposal. Bush talks compassionate conservatism, but his reckless policies are mortgaging our country's future. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
How much do you like the number 3?
Ah, 3. You are cute, eh?
Or 4, for that matter.
4? I've never met a number quite like you.
It's hard to imagine such a thing. Unless, of course, you happen to work at Grant Thornton, where they have a passion for accounting. It's their passion for what they do, their expertise and partner involvement, that has made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world. Find out what it feels like to work with people who love what they do. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting.
You know how I've said you're my shining star?
Yes.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. Open it.
Oh, wow. You named a star after me?
It's the best Valentine's gift ever. For $54, International Star Registry will record your star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office and send you a personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. That's 800-282-3333 or starregistry.com.
Valentine, you're my star.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Bush urging budget discipline. George Bush today called on Congress to show discipline as it starts debating his new budget. One day after he sent lawmakers the tax blueprint, Bush told the Detroit Economic Club his budget makes tough choices, but he says it's essential taxpayer dollars be spent wisely or not spent at all. Lawmakers of both parties are now attacking the spending cuts that Bush has proposed, programs ranging from veterans' health care to farm price supports. Bush says all spending programs start with good intentions, but many don't match those intentions with good results. His appearance also continued his pitch for the Social Security overhaul he outlined in the State of the Union speech. Bush says the system is a train wreck in the making, and lawmakers should not let the train run over younger workers. Bush is planning stops in North Carolina and Pennsylvania on Thursday to continue promoting his idea for private retirement accounts. Meanwhile, protests are being planned in 50 Russian cities on Thursday and Saturday over cuts in benefits and retirement there. A loose coalition of communists, trade unions, human rights groups, and other non-governmental organizations in Russia have said they will hold the protests Thursday and Saturday against the controversial benefits reform in Russia. Rallies against these cut in the benefits will be held in 50 cities, they say, including Moscow, St. Petersburg, and other cities throughout Russia. About 1,000 pensioners rallied on Monday in Siberia. The majority of protests to be held on Saturday, and some region rallies planned for Thursday in front of regional government offices. Last month, tens of thousands of angry pensioned Russians took to the streets in largely spontaneous protest after their entitlement programs were taken away. They had a range of benefits, including free rides on public transportation and medical care, in return for some small cash compensation that doesn't pay for the cost of the services they lost. In most regions, local authorities have now restored free or subsidized transportation, or pledged to do so, and the federal government is rushing to raise regional subsidies by a total of $4 billion to smooth the impacts of these reform. The organizers of these nationwide protests in Russia are urging the Kremlin to hold a nationwide referendum to freeze implementation of the law, which took effect January 1st, until they say the law can be amended to protect the benefit recipients' living standards. The leaders of Israel and the Palestinians took steps today to end a four-year cycle of violence. They're ending attacks, a ceasefire announced at a summit in Egypt today. The White House says halting terrorism and other violence would be an important step as well. But a State Department spokesman says, let's be realistic, we'll see what happens.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box of a day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99, all just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from ProFlowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PROFLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. Pay attention, right-wing prudes. This one's for you. We're talking with Keith Boykin about sex, male sex, gay male sex, black gay male sex. It's our hottest show ever, including hot War on Brains correspondent Mort Milfington on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Mark Riley and Mark Maron, Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. We are talking with Marla, who called in from Kentucky. We're still on this issue about the employer in Michigan. 200 employees decided to fire people if they smoked on their own time. Now, where were we, Marla?
I was trying to get my thoughts together. That was a long break.
It sure was.
No, I think my point was that If employers are given the power to make that kind of decision, what will stop them from making other decisions about how I live my life outside of the work environment? And it's kind of a framing thing too. It's with tobacco and smoking, to me it's kind of like abortion, something I don't do, wouldn't want to do, but education is more the key than just trying to pretend that, well, we'll just make smokers unemployable. We'll all fire them, then they'll all quit and come back to us, you know, for their jobs. And I think that's disrespectful to American workers, and I think our employers, not all of them, my employer's pretty fabulous, but a lot of them are very disrespectful to their employers employees these days.
Yeah,
they make.
And again, the reason the issue even caught my eye to begin with was just it just seemed so typical of what's going on in this country right now. Marla, thanks. I appreciate you checking
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, just a couple emails on this, and then we're going to no more calls on that particular topic. Tom in Ann Arbor sent me an email that said, Mike, just a quick note regarding your fired for smoking conversation and Ben Birch's rather astute observation. As Peter Werbe often says on his show, employers have a right to a drug-free workplace, but not to a drug-free workforce. While I agree with Peter's position, Tom writes, he is, of course, wrong. Employers have been gaining more and more control over their workers over the past 33-plus years. This is tied to the disintegration of organized labor and the extension of union contract coverage to non-union workers. In the days of hired at will, your employer can effectively fire you because they don't like the way that you tie your shoes. The question we should be asking is, why do employers have this disproportionate power over, quote, their, close quote, workers? Yeah. Thanks, Tom. And we got some other emails about it, but one more call on this. Who is that, Kathy? Oh, it's Bennett. All right, Bennett, go ahead. You get to end the discussion here. Hey, Bennett. Okay, Bennett's gone, right? Okay, Bennett's gone. All right, now the Bush thing. I'm going to get this started anyway. Bush was out there today There's some other things I want to cover. Damn, I'm getting all confused here because, you know, Iran and Russia have signed a nuclear pact. Religious groups are telling Canada it's got to fight same-sex marriage. The Bush State Department says the U.S. wants to mobilize Latin American countries to deal with what the Bush administration considers to be Venezuela's threat to regional stability. like Iraq's threat to re... Huh? Boy, these bastards are going to start a war everywhere, aren't they? Yeah, they are. And the prison conditions, violence against women in Afghanistan, it's getting worse and worse. Didn't Bush stand out there the last two, or was it three, maybe two, State of the Union addresses and talk about how the women in Afghanistan now can go fly kites without being beat on by the mullahs or something? Where do we get to that story? And then the cuts that are in the budget. Let's talk about that. Clean water. It's one of the first things to go. The discretionary budget of the EPA would be cut by almost 6%. And the greatest single cuts in the EPA budget, as Bush proposes them, would be in federal payments from the government to a joint state and federal fund that underwrites projects to improve water quality. That means clean up the swill that corporate America dumps into our water system. All right? So what Bush is talking about is cutting it by $369 million. That's the so-called Clean Water State Revolving Fund. That would leave the fund with annual federal payments of $730 million. 4 years ago, under Clinton, it was almost $2 billion. Do you remember 4 or 5 years ago when water quality in this country was starting to improve, air quality was starting to improve? Do you remember? And now it's all gone to hell again. So from $2 billion 4 years ago, down to about $350 million if Bush has his way, for clean water, for God's... Oh, never mind. A spokeswoman for the Association of State and Interstate Water Pollution Control Administrators, that's the good guys, said the infrastructure needs that relate to clean water are well over $200 billion. If we don't build up the fund to take care of those needs, there are going to be problems. Yeah, like there won't be anything to drink, huh? Okay, that's the clean water. Bush is also talking about the education president, a net reduction in financing for the Department of Education. Cutting it by 1%, that doesn't sound like much, does it? But when it's $60 billion for education, you cut it by 1%, how much you taking out, huh? Yeah, a lot. Financing for the Safe Schools and Drug-Free Schools program would be eliminated. $2 billion would be cut from other high school programs, including vocational education. And these efforts like Upward Bound, Gear Up, Talent Search, all these programs to help prepare students from so-called disadvantaged backgrounds to get ready for college, right? An education department official said of the cutbacks, well, right now we have to be aware of the broader picture. We have a deficit we're attempting to address. And who caused the deficit, you jackass? And why is there a deficit, you moron? But see, they can say things like that. We have a deficit. And the sheep out here will go, yep, yep, there's a deficit. Yep, yep, that damn Clinton. Yep, yep, that damn Clinton. He screwed everything up. Yep, yep, that damn Clinton. We have a deficit. We have a deficit. Yep, 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 that damn Clinton. Jesus. Education would account for 48 of the 150 government programs that Bush identified for elimination or substantial reduction. Huh? A third. And they're coming from education. And he's the well, you know he's not the education president. But you know, I just wonder about these red state jackasses or Bush supporters, you right-wingers. Are you as stupid as you appear to be? Oh, my God. Oh, by the way, have you been following this thing at truthout.org, the red state tour? Who is it that's? Oh God, I don't have it right in front of me here. But every night, when I go home, I look at this. Go to truthout.org and look at the little videos. This guy is traveling across the red states, asking people questions. Oh my God, This is a great little series that truthout.org is doing. Well, the one from two nights ago is just astonishing. People standing there, Kansas, I think, or Oklahoma, Nebraska, I don't remember what it was, a really, really, really red state. And the questions asked on camera and the answers gotten from the morons, you know, now we're not supposed to say that, are we? We're supposed to reach out. We're supposed to try to educate these dumb bastards, right? We're supposed to love them back to common sense, right? No, not me. You do it. Love these freaks and morons back to logic and reason and common sense? Yeah, right. Hey, are you saved? Amtrak would be virtually all spending for Amtrak under Bush's. Now, you folks live in Northeast Corridor. Or folks, you know, I can remember riding the Southern Crescent several times. It goes from New Orleans to Boston. It goes up and it comes back. And it goes up and it comes back. And it goes up. I used to get on in Atlanta at 8 o'clock at or 7 o'clock at night and get to New York City at 1:30 the next afternoon, get a sleeper car. It was just really wonderful. I took a couple of my kids just so they would, you know, they could say, damn, I remember we used to travel on a Pullman car. Amtrak, all spending for Amtrak eliminated under the Transportation Department budget cuts. It just goes on and on and on. Now, when we come back, the chimp will explain all this all by himself.
There's nobody home. The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything you say to me convinces me most certainly there's nobody home.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. In your environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day, we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now, 1-800-476-7241.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try-it-before-you-buy-it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you, too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now, 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site, 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You might think I'm delirious when I run you down. But somewhere, sometimes, when you're curious, I'll be back around.
It's about 21 and a half past the hour. All right, let's listen to... the President of the United States explaining the what he referred to as the three pillars of his economic policy and his budget. He was in Detroit today, and he spoke at the Detroit Economic Club. I wonder how many union members were there. Now, the first pillar of his perfect policy is a budget that limits spending. spending on programs that benefit, for example, the poor, the lower middle class, the middle class, and the disabled, that is.
Yesterday, I sent a budget to the United States Congress. I would call it a disciplined budget. My budget reduces spending, on non-security discretionary programs by 1%.
Yeah.
The most disciplined proposal since Ronald Reagan was in office.
And we all know what a success Reaganomics was, right? Wait a minute. Didn't Bush's old man call Reaganomics voodoo economics? God, can you imagine the fun inside the Bush family? Huh? Well, Dad, mine's bigger than yours. I went all the way to Iraq, and I got Saddam. Well, Dad, mine is bigger than yours, because, you know, I can stand up there and talk about Reaganomics. You old fart. Never mind, Daddy. Just understand, mine's bigger than yours, okay? How's that? Mom? Mine's bigger than Dad's, isn't it? Jesus. Now, the moron just said his budget called for reduced spending and fiscal discipline, right? That's how he's going to start paying down the enormous debt he created these last 4 years? Did I hear him right?
In a time of war, we will always provide our military and homeland security personnel with the tools they need to do their jobs.
You're a liar.
And so our budget raises defense spending by almost 5%. Protecting America imposes costs that are large, and they are necessary.
You're a liar.
That means we have a duty to show even more discipline about spending in other areas.
Oh, I get it. More money to attack innocent nations, less money to take care of the veterans and underpaid workers back at home. Well, that certainly makes sense if you're George Bush. What does he say? We will always provide our military with the tools they need to do their jobs? Well, you liar, you filthy liar. Does Bush not know that all, even mainstream media, has carried story after story after story of families back home raising money to buy armor for their sons and daughters who are fighting so that Cheney and Bush and the Carlyle Group can have more money, more empire, and more control? Jesus, I hate this kind of ignorance. So what? This is the president of the United States, Mike. Huh? He was chosen by Christ and God and Moses and whoever else to be our leader. Okay, so you may ask, what other areas does he want to cut?
My 2006 budget eliminates or substantially reduces more than 150 federal programs that are not succeeding, that are duplicating existing efforts, or that are not fulfilling an essential priority. For example, there's a program called Even Start. It was created more than 16 years ago to build literacy in low-income families. The problem is that after three separate evaluations, it has become abundantly clear that the program is not succeeding.
You liar.
People are not becoming more literate.
Like you, right?
Even Start is not working, and so I've asked that the program be eliminated.
Now, the people who work in Even Start point out success after success after success, right? But it doesn't matter. This is Bush speak. This makes Newspeak in Orwell's novel look like, I don't know, basic English. This is Bush speak. So what else is being changed or eliminated in the budget to shuffle more cash to Rumsfeld's War Department? Farm subsidies. Oh, that's going to go over big in the red states. Bush says his plan makes sense. Tell me if this makes any sense to you.
Let me give you one example of where I think there needs to be change to save taxpayers money.
Okay.
It's common sense change.
Yeah,
it's
old,
a reasonable approach to farm policy.
Uh-huh.
Right now, the federal government pays individual farmers as much as $360,000 a year in subsidy.
Yeah?
I think that no farmer should get $250,000 a year in subsidy. That makes sense?
What? Do you understand that? This freaking moron! Oh, my God, he says, right now, the federal government pays individual farmers as much as $360,000 a year in subsidy. I think that no farmer should get $250,000 a year in subsidy. What? What? Now, you folks out there in Kansas and Nebraska and Iowa and South Dakota and Montana and all those farming states, eh? That voted to put this weasel in, good luck! Ha 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 ha!
My homework is bound to multiply. Math sucks. Math sucks. I'd like to burn this textbook. I hate this stuff so much. Math sucks. Math sucks. Sometimes I think that I don't know that much.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. but by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-218-WORD. That's 218-WORD. 1-800-218-WORD.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation, just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave the Alligator Wrangler, deep in the walls of the swamp. There's the alligator now. I'm going to sneak up on him. I'm really lucky that the thunderstorms we had yesterday have passed, so as I don't startle her. If there's one thing that makes an alligator grumpy, it's a thunderstorm.
Ow!
She's got me arm in her mouth. I should have checked AccuWeather.com for the latest, most accurate weather anywhere. Now, if I could just get my arm back, I could type in AccuWeather.com and find out about the thunderstorm.
Ah!
AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, and buy it for your site. Come on, give me the arm back. That's a good girl.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Now that both my parents are dead, I can do pretty much whatever I want. And that's why on the next Al Franken Show, my guests will be Media Matters' David Brock and Baltimore Mayor Martin O'Malley. It's a fantasy show my parents would never have permitted me to host. On the next Franken.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanfer. The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Here's an email from Mary. I'm a high school counselor and work with professionals from Talent Search and staff, paid for by drug-free schools money. I can't even tell you how helpful these programs are to low-income areas. They have been remarkably successful, and I'm heartbroken that they are being targeted for the budget acts. These programs help our disadvantaged youth find ways to go to college. This is all part of the concerted effort to pad our military if our kids can't find other ways to afford college. This sickens me. My son is in the Army, spent a year in Iraq, and will be returning next fall. He does not want to go back to that hellhole, but still owes the Army 2 years because of his West Point education. This country is going to hell in a handbasket. Keep up the good fight. Please keep telling me how much you hate these reptilian people. All right, there's a counselor who you know, Bush says the talent search program doesn't work. It's no good. What the hell would he know? In the first place, he doesn't know. You know that. I know that. He doesn't have a clue. He doesn't know what these programs are. And nobody in his administration is going to sit down and explain it to him because they realize what a waste of time that would be. You've seen him at the press conferences where somebody asks him a question that is made up of a compound sentence. He can't handle it. Can you imagine someone trying to explain to him what these supplemental educational programs are? And Mary's absolutely right. Go to college? Underprivileged? What? Latinos? Dark people? Poor whites? Go to college? No, 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 no! Join the Army! We'll teach you a trade. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Oh, these evil, evil people. The second pillar of Bush's profound policy is encouraging economic growth. And we all know what that means. More tax cuts for the wealthy! He wants more spending on war. But he wants to cut taxes on the wealthy, too, and still reduce the deficit and increase home ownership. Ah! This is like a child's magical thinking. I've had five children. I have my sixth now, a baby. And I can tell you, the other five, when they were growing up, magical thinking. And here's Bush, magical thinking as if these things can happen. But I digress. Here's Bush on his favorite subject, next to killing, of course. Listen to this, Cassandra.
Pro-growth strategy must ensure that tax relief is here to stay.
Okay.
The tax relief we passed lowered all tax rates on people who paid taxes.
Oh, okay.
Yet in 2011, those tax rates are scheduled to go back up. If Congress fails to act, taxes on dividends and capital gains will also go up. And the child credit will be reduced. And the death tax will come back to life.
And frogs will rain on us.
Allowing these scheduled tax increases to take effect, allowing taxes to go back up, would only discourage growth and cost this country jobs and reduce paychecks.
And kill all the kiddies.
The United States Congress needs to make the tax relief permanent.
Yeah! Yeah! I don't want the kiddies to die! Yeah! Yeah! Applause, applause, applause. Don't kill the kiddies. Make the tax cuts permanent. Or the frogs will rain on us and all the kittens will die. Now, if you're a neocon, a pro-growth policy means that trees and wildlife have to die. So here's his plan for the environment.
It is hard to be in a growing economy if you're not sure whether or not you got energy.
What?
If you're not sure whether or not there's cost certainty.
What?
When it comes to energy.
Oh, okay.
We're spending money, and important money, and good money. On new technologies, such as clean coal technologies.
Oh, sure.
And ethanol.
Oh, yeah.
And hybrid and fuel cell vehicles.
Vehicles, yeah.
I believe that we ought to expand the use of safe and clean nuclear power. And I think we ought to allow for exploration in environmentally responsible ways in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Because that will save the economy, right? Now, this is the insanity. Do you want any proof whatsoever? You don't need it, Truth Seeker. But you want to hear how insane this clutch of evil reptiles who assembled to hear him in Detroit, how insane they really are, these slithery bastards? The nuclear power plant in Monroe, Michigan. 35 miles south of Cobo Plaza, or wherever they held this little circle jerk, just went offline again a couple of weeks ago. Oh, my God. We ought to expand the use of safe and clean nuclear power, he says, and these reptiles applaud. They applaud. Yeah, George, we want more nuclear power. Yeah. Do you need any? No, I know you don't. This is purely rhetorical. Any proof that right-wingers, neocons, Republicans, Bush supporters are certifiably nuts? We want more nuclear power plants. We want to stick one over here in Bloomfield Hills where all you rich executives live. It's hard to be in a growing economy, he says, if you're not sure whether or not you got energy. What does that mean? Is that like got milk? If you're not sure whether or not there's cost certainty when it comes to energy. You moron! You freak! You don't have anything to say about it. OPEC decides that. George, your buddies. What was it you said during one of your half-witted campaigns when the question was asked, well, what are you going to do with the price of gasoline? You go, well, you know, I just tell them I open up the spigots over there. I just tell my friends in the Saudi royal family to stop torturing people for just a minute. Stop with the beheadings. Now listen up. Listen up. Turn up the spigots. Jesus. The third pillar in his preposterous plan is to reform our financial institutions, our the only national insurance we have, Social Security. Listen to this filthy lie.
13 years from now, in 2018, the Social Security system will be paying out more than it takes in. That's called being in the red. And every year afterwards, the problem gets worse.
Liar!
The shortfall is bigger than the year before.
Time to laugh.
We got a problem. And it is plain to see. It is such a problem that in the year 2042, the system's going to be broke.
That is a lie. It is a lie. It is an unmitigated, unvarnished lie. And the people in the Detroit Economic Club who applaud more nuclear power plants sit there like the brain-dead sheep that they are and nod their heads.
Yep, 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 that's right. Yep, it's going to go broke. Yep. I don't care what the economists say. I'm just like George Bush. Yep, going to go broke. Yep. It sure is. How do we save it? First, we got to kill it. Yeah, I got to destroy the village to save it. Got to kill it. You know, the Iraq. You know, that's right. Iran. Yeah, we got to kill it. That's what we got to do. Got to kill that Social Security. Iran. Got to kill it.
Jesus. Now, question. Why doesn't too stupid to find his ass with both hands fix the deficit before he fixes Social Security? We pay out more than we take in every day thanks to these huge tax cuts for the wealthy. And all the fun he's having using defense money to pad the pockets of his gang. So what's Bush's plan to fix Social Security?
If you're a younger person, you ought to be asking members of Congress and the United States Senate and the President what you intend to do about it.
Oh, yeah?
If you see a train wreck coming, you ought to be saying, what are you going to do about it? Mr. Congressman or Madam Congressman? Are you going to sit there and let the train run over younger workers? Or are you going to act? I'm calling upon the Congress to act. Because if we don't act now, imagine what life is going to be like trying to fill the hole.
What? If you see a train wreck coming, you ought to be saying, what are you going to do about it, Madam Congressman? If we don't act now, imagine what life is going to be like trying to fill the hole. What? What? Trying to fill the hole? Oh, my God. This is the President of the United States, folks. This is the most powerful human being in the history of humankind. And he's trying to fill a hole. That's nice. That's really nice, you know? This is Air America Radio.
You can't take the high hope and then claim the low road. The past is over, I agree. We all know the importance of bondage between mother and child in the home.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Planet Check.
Hip-hop artist KRS-One spits the truth about the planet.
Because we are losing consciousness with the environment, we are separating ourselves further and further away from an understanding of which our source is.
KRS-One gives respect to the trees.
Imagine the audacity to cut down a tree. I mean, we're moving so fast in life that we can't stop and look at a tree and know scientifically that if we don't breathe air for 4 minutes, we lose consciousness.
Do we create consciousness or do the trees?
We walking around thinking consciousness stems from the human. No! 4 minutes without this substance we in and it's over. You know the statistic and then you're out of here. So how are we cutting trees now?
That's hip-hop artist KRS-One on Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Piramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Piramind.com.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-2805. Call now.
I want Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
People need to hear loud and clear is that we're running out of energy in America.
Ten before the hour. Okay, we just have a couple more here. I want to get them done. Now, when Bush actually tries to describe this is a Social Security thing here now. When he tries to describe how his plan will work, that's where he gets, you know, really confused and all and just all boogered up. Because he doesn't have a plan. You know, they being the cadre of neocons who operate this puppet, you know, they write this stuff for him and send him out there, right? Now, remember, he's reading a speech. He's not speaking off the cuff, and that's the sad part.
I believe younger workers, if they so choose, ought to be allowed to set aside some of their own money in the form of payroll taxes into a personal retirement account. Now, here's why I think they're a better deal for younger workers. Take the young person who earns an average of $35,000 a year over his or her working career. By the time he or she retired, their personal account would be nearly $250,000. Think about that. That's the power of the compounding rate of money. That's what that means. In other words, your money works for you better.
Jesus. That's the power of the compounding rate of money. Is this idiot talking about compound interest? That's what that means. In other words, your money works for you better. Hey, moron, you know, if these workers took, since you're repeating things three times, I thought I would, some of their own money and put it into, a mutual fund account. How's that? And leave Social Security alone! Social Security, Mr. Bush, is not an investment scheme. It is an insurance policy, you freak! Why doesn't Carl sit you down and tell you that? It's not just for people who are working. And I love to watch, watch CNN or MSNBC, 5-10 minutes, and they get a 28-year-old who's working on Wall Street, and they ask him,
well, do you want to keep contributing to Social Security, or would you like to have your own, what do they call it now, personal account?
And, you know, this little gray-skinned freak sits there and says, I want to invest my own money. Screw everybody that gets my Social Security money. That's my money. Oh, my God. And finally tonight, no major policy speech by the moron would be complete without a bit of pseudo-philosophical crap about how if his pillars of public policy are followed, everyone can achieve the American dream of owning something. Don't you love the typical Bush speak at the end here?
I think all public policy, or as much of public policy as possible, ought to encourage people to own something. I want more people owning their own home. The more people own something in America, the more likely it is a future generations of America will have a vital stake in the future of this country.
Yeah, and families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream. Jesus, God. Oh, my God. The more people own something in America, the more likely it is a future generations of America will have a vital stake in the future of the generations of America who will have a vital stake in the future of the generations of America who live in the future in this country who will then have a future vital stake in the future of the generations of America of this country. Can I go home now? Am I done here in Detroit? I hate this city. This city stinks. And you got a Negro for a mayor, don't you? Well, I did my speech in Detroit. Now, Carl, will you get on the phone and call my dad and tell him that mine is still bigger than his? Jesus. Jesus. This is George W. Bush talking. I mean, this is so bad. Here's a guy who is trying to scam the American public, or he's the front man for one of the biggest scams ever to be attempted on the American public. Okay? The destruction of Social Security, based on the idea that the destruction of Social Security will benefit Americans. Okay? That's the scam. Here is the one social welfare program that has worked better than any social welfare program anywhere, in any country, in any period of time, in the history of the human race. But it was put together by a Democrat. A real rich Democrat. Since it was put together by a Democrat, and since it represents trillions of dollars, just sitting there where the investment houses and the roaches and the leeches and the thugs who work in that business, who try to make money on money on money on money, can't get their hands on it. And they want it. They've always wanted it. And they will kill to get it, literally and figuratively. They will kill to get this huge, huge trust fund that Americans have been contributing to for what? Almost 80 years. Every working American, at some point in his or her working life, I'm not talking about inherited wealth. Every single working American that has lived for the past 80 years has contributed to this. And now Bush and his reptiles want to destroy it. Think about that. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
All right, Gloria, who is he?
Who's who, Harold?
That guy who emails you every day.
You mean AccuWeather.com?
Oh, you admit it. Who is he?
I signed up for AccuWeather.com alerts. I get the local forecast for anywhere, anytime, emailed to me every day.
Well, isn't he thoughtful?
No, Harold, it's a web thingy. AccuWeather.com alert also emails me any severe weather bulletins right away.
You expect me to believe that?
And it's free, Harold.
Free? How stupid do you think I am, Gloria?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
AccuWeather.com. Link to it for free, access it for free, buy it for your site.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice continued her European trip Tuesday with stops in Italy and France. At each stop, Rice said the U.S. and Europe must work together to bring peace to the Middle East and to the rest of the world. She met with Italy's foreign minister and a Vatican official before heading to France to talk with President Jacques Chirac and the French foreign minister. Rice says while the U.S. and France occasionally disagree, the two nations continue to cooperate on a wide range of issues.
This is a deep, broad, active relationship that is very effective on behalf of world peace. When we disagreed, we still disagreed as friends.
Iraq has had its bloodiest 24 hours since the election held on January 30th. At least 41 people have been killed in attacks aimed at the Iraqi police force. John Terrett reports from Baghdad.
At least 13 people were killed in a blast at an Iraqi army recruitment center in West Baghdad. Police reports differ on the cause. Some say it was a mortar barrage, others a suicide bomber, yet more reports speak of the airfield site being shelled by insurgents. Elsewhere in Baghdad, a leading politician survived an assassination attempt, but his two sons and a bodyguard were killed. On Monday, 25 police and recruits were killed in Mosul and Barkuba. On a happier note, four Egyptian telecom workers who were kidnapped on Sunday have been set free after U.S. forces stormed a house in Baghdad. John Terrett, Baghdad.
Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas calls a ceasefire agreement with Israel the beginning of a new era. Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon declared the ceasefire Tuesday at a summit in Egypt. Sharon said the deal brings hope to the region for the first time in years. Under the truce, Abbas will push militants to stop violence, and Sharon agrees to stop military operations in Palestinian territories. The ceasefire has Arabs and Jews in New Jersey hopeful. Noam Layden has more.
On the streets of this growing Arab community in Jersey City, there is hope today that the ceasefire between the Israelis and the Palestinians will hold.
Yeah, I hope. I'm Christian Egyptian. We always love peace.
At the United Synagogue of Hoboken, Grace says she's visited Israel in dangerous times and says Israelis are ready for a real end to the bloodshed.
Both Israelis and Arabs are going to have to see both sides walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Noam Layden, Jersey City, New Jersey.
First Lady Laura Bush visited the George Washington Elementary School in southwest Baltimore Tuesday, where she promoted her initiative called Helping America's Youth. Its goal is to help young boys resist gangs.
And we want to show young men, particularly, an ideal of manhood that respects life and rejects violence.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan.
That's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know?
My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Wilderst's latest CD, Warning, available at Wilderst.com.
Bush!
He's turned into President Rain Man.
Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell research? What about Medicare? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, yeah.
So go to Wilderst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100.
Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Unfiltered.
Wednesday on Unfiltered. I break for Jesus bumper stickers. We're just the beginning. Plus, Northern Ireland in the 70s and 80s. One woman, 24 characters. Geraldine Hughes, writer and performer of Belfast Blues, is here. And Mike Papantonio steals Big Chemical's milk money. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April.
Liz Winstead and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. A couple of emails here very quickly on what we were just talking about. Too stupid to be president and his little road trip out there. From Chris, regarding Bush's statement that, about trying to fill a hole that he effing dug. Chris writes, "My God, Mike, what has happened to our country? What a lying piece of lowlife the man is, spewing vile lies. He's the one who took our surplus and ran it into the ground, and now he has created the largest deficit in his first term. And he's telling us that running a budget into the red is not a good thing?" With a smirk on his face? Did you see the article, Mike, today in the Times about Americans moving to Canada? What has happened to our country? That's from Chris. And from Gary in Houston, Gary writes this. Now listen to this. Gary writes, "I had the mind-jarring experience of catching one of the prevaricator-in-chief's traveling budgetary medicine shows on C-SPAN. Bush tries to explain, from his perspective, the alleged flaws of the Social Security system to his cherry-picked audiences. His approach suggests the awestruck reaction long ago of one of my pimple-faced entry-level former colleagues at the neighborhood grocery store complaining about all the money taken from his first paycheck. What a cataclysmic shock! A fraction of one's income goes to ensure that elderly working-class folks, the handicapped, and the orphaned get a pittance so they don't have to beg in the streets.
Why doesn't he just say, the damn government doesn't even give you the opportunity to gamble your way into the aristocracy?
Moreover, there's nothing preventing anyone from investing in the markets independent of Social Security. My teacher retirement, invested in mutual funds after leaving the public school system's employ, went from $27,000 in government-backed financial instruments to $8,000. I had to cash in next year to pay my taxes, which didn't get cut for some reason under this glorious administration. Anyone, including the so-called president, who guarantees you that you're going to get rich in the private sector, or to parrot the new political correctness, the personal sector, is a huckster. Even if I had made fabulous money in the market, I wouldn't advocate that kind of investment for everyone. If I win the lotto tomorrow, I doubt I'll become instantly lobotomized and join the GOP. That would require a moral compassectomy. Bush slices strands from the safety net, writes loopholes into the social contract, protects the powerful, and heaps more tax relief on the wealthiest Americans. I sincerely believe that his long-term goal is to ensure a permanent underclass. Cheers, despite it all, Gary in Houston. P.S. Houston, like Austin and Corpus Christi, a blue gem in a dreary sea of red. A couple letters from, what was that? From listeners. All right, Bruce is calling from Austin, Texas. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to hear from you again, Mike, and thank you very much for having me on. I have to chime in with my fellow Texan in Houston.
All right, do it.
This is basically recycled Reaganomics. I mean, I feel like this is deja vu all over again, except that he's able to do so much more damage with a Republican Congress than Reagan was able to do with either a Democratic Congress or a divided.
The potential here for destroying this republic is enormous, and they're going to do it. The republic will be destroyed. I don't know how to stop it now, and in its place will be the fascist government that these people have always lusted after. Absolutely.
Yeah, I somebody said that, you know, America seems to have been like designed by rational fascists, but I don't know. I think it was Gary in Houston. He was also talking about how, you know, creating a permanent underclass, well, and which is, you know, the flip side is ensuring a permanent overclass.
Absolutely.
And basically the United States, I think, just, you know, I'm 42 years old. And by the way, my baby daughter Julie has a shout out to Molly.
okay.
But, you know, the United States is becoming a really, really more viciously two-tiered society, and it really mirrors the kinds of, you know, what we call developing countries, formerly third world countries, but, you know, a lot of them are client states, which are these two-tiered societies of a dominant overclass, you know, vast, immiserated, impoverished underclass, and, you know, and then kind of like a police state buffer in between, and, you know, and that's basically what we're installing in Iraq, and it's, you know, although it is about oil, I think, more importantly, it's about profits from oil and making sure they go into the right pocket.
Yeah, it's also about empire. It's about military dominance. It's about establishing all of those, 14 U.S. military bases that are being built there. And it's amazing to me that the media doesn't report on that, and most Americans are dumber than a sack of doorknobs and wouldn't know what you and I are talking about where it concerns military bases.
Why are you surprised the corporate media isn't talking about this?
Oh, I'm not surprised. I'm pissed off, but I'm not surprised.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I hate it when they fake what they are. That's other stenographers to power.
Right.
But which is another reason I really appreciate your show. It's like, you know, you're a breath of rather sometimes quite hot, but very fresh air.
Right.
And I guess hot's probably the wrong word, but it's like heated.
This is
like Reagan X plus ultra, you know. I mean, it's just way it's.
Yeah, this.
I
this,
also don't think Bush is stupid either. I think this is a pseudo populistic push. You know, I mean, you know, Rove has said as much. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, he, this isn't. It's not. It's pretty potent. I mean, there's a lot of people who eat this stuff up. It's amazing. But I'm in Texas, man, and let me tell you, I see it all around me.
I hear you.
Austin's a pretty cool town, but still, we got our suburbs.
Yeah, you ought to try.
I got good news for you. I have good news for you. A Democrat, the Democrats in the Texas legislature actually increased their number for the first time since 1972, and the first Vietnamese member of the Texas House, Hubert Vo, basically stopped dead in its tracks a election challenge by Talmadge Heflin, a long-serving right-wing Republican who attacked the Children's Health Insurance Program here in Texas. Basically, the Vo won by anywhere between 16 and 33 votes.
Huh.
And, you know, we were scared to death of what the Republican legislature would do with this. But it's a good sign in Texas. Good news for you.
Well, that is good news. That is good news. And if you think it's bad in Texas, you ought to come over here and spend about 10 minutes in Georgia. You'd be screaming to get back to Texas, trust me.
My parents and my brother live in Alabama.
Oh, well, now you're talking serious red state. Now, never mind.
Yes, crimson.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, thanks for checking in. I do appreciate it, Bruce. You take care.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right, sir. You know, talk about Alabama. He brought it up, not me. I think this is from Jeff Foxworthy. I'm not sure, but let's call it red state characteristics. Like, poor Alabama. I'm not talking about... There are some liberals. There are some progressives. There are some decent Democrats who still live in Alabama, but they're becoming fewer and fewer in number. Here's some red state characteristics. Think of Alabama. One, you let your 14-year-old daughter smoke at the dinner table in front of her kids. Two, the blue book value of your truck goes up and down depending on how much gas is in it. Three, you've been married three times and still have the same in-laws. Four, another red state characteristic, you think a woman who is out of your league bowls on a different night. Five, you wonder how service stations keep their restrooms so clean. Six, someone in your family died right after saying, "Hey, y'all, watch this." Seven, you think Dom Perignon is a mafia leader. These are red state characteristics. Eight, your wife's hairdo was once ruined by a ceiling fan. Nine, your junior prom offered daycare. 10, you think the last words of the Star Spangled Banner are, "Gentlemen, start your engines." Number 11, these are red state characteristics. Number 11, you lit a match in the bathroom and your house exploded right off its wheels. 12, the Halloween pumpkin on your porch has more teeth than your spouse. 13, you have to go outside to get something from the fridge. 14, one of your kids was born on a pool table. 15, you need one more hole punched in your card to get a freebie at the House of Tattoos. 16, you can't get married to your sweetheart because there's a law against it. And 17, you think loading the dishwasher means getting your wife drunk. My God, that's 17 knee slappers there. Isn't that right, Ruth?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Sure is.
My tractor's sexy.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident, and remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
I want to go to street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you, so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Hey neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 21 past the hour. And Barb sent me this. This is from Reuters news agency. The White House has told lawmakers it has no immediate plans to submit its own detailed proposal to Congress for overhauling Social Security. Bush has made adding private retirement accounts to Social Security his top domestic priority. The proposal is running into opposition from Democrats, yada, yada, yada. A senior Bush administration official said no final decision have been made. The official said, quote, if there comes a point when the president needs to spell out specific legislation, he won't hesitate, end quote. Now, what does this represent? A Democratic congressional aide said the White House was backsliding in face of the stiffer-than-expected opposition. Well, that's probably part of it, but I think another part of it is these jackasses don't have... They don't have a plan. It's possibly to divert attention away from stories like this. For the first time in years, Iran has reported defense and military relations with Russia. Huh? Iran's ambassador to Russia reported defense and military cooperation between the two countries. It was the first time a senior Iranian official asserted that the two countries were engaged in defense and military projects. The Iranian ambassador to Moscow said, quote, Russian-Iranian cooperation is also developing in the military and technical sphere, end quote. Really? And also this, China and Russia. China and Russia forming an alliance. And this, Russia is preparing to sign a deal with Iran this month to start atomic fuel shipments for a Moscow-built nuclear reactor in that country, a Russian nuclear source said Monday. Do you understand what that means now? Think, watch them try to turn this into the Cuban Missile Crisis when the Soviet Union sent ships on their way to Cuba. And the ships were loaded with something that Kennedy said is not going to be placed in Cuba. And they put a naval blockade, and we were like inches away from a nuclear war. So now Russia is going to sign a deal to start atomic fuel shipments to Tehran. It says here, the move is certain to enrage the United States. It's not going to enrage me. It'll make me happy because that means it'll put us maybe put a hiatus in Bush's plan to take us into a third war. The move is certain to enrage the United States, which says Iran can use Russian fuel to secretly make a nuclear bomb. Oh! Washington has called on Russia to drop the plans. Putin, who Bush said he could peek into his soul. Yeah? What do you see down there, George? What do you see? A source in Russia's Atomic Energy Agency said Moscow and Tehran had largely settled all remaining technicalities and were preparing to sign the accord when Alexander Rumyantsev, the agency's head, travels to Iran at the end of February. Oh, my God. Nuclear alliances. The other thing that's going on here they're keeping the news reptiles are keeping off the air. It says here that a member of China's State Council said Russia and China have similar positions on regional and global issues, and they are forming an alliance. It says that Russia and China have formally joined hands to stop expanding American and European military as well as global economic influences. International think tanks suggest that soon Russia and China will form a NATO-type military and G7-type economic alliance. India and Brazil will be invited to join. This is scary stuff, you know. A lot of stuff we're not going to get to tonight, I'm afraid. Ken is calling from San Diego. Ken, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey, Ken.
Pleasure to talk to you. Have I mentioned tonight how much I like you?
Yeah, well, you just did.
Okay, good. You are you're just so amazing. You laugh at yourself sometimes, and yet your brain just sparks of amazing wit and rhetoric.
Yeah, Kathy has a way of putting that a little bit differently from the way you're putting it, but she also says, what she says is, hey, your hair's on fire.
There you go. That's what your picture looks like on the website.
Oh, Jesus, that's a scary picture. It was designed to be scary. I'm not really that scary, but maybe I am. I don't know. That is a creepy photograph of me, but I love it. I like it anyway. That scares away the right-wingers. It makes them wet their pants, and they cut and run immediately.
So I want to give you an update, if I could.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold for a second. We're about to take a break here. We'll come back and get your update, okay?
Thanks, Mike.
All right, stay right there. Don't go away. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us, please.
Crawford Crusader, can I count on your support? Will you be giving me your vote? I promise not to let another pretzel near my throat. My brother Jeff in Florida will oversee the count. The Supreme Court will decide if we don't get the right amount. Don't misunderestimate me. I have come to teach the world about democracy. I'm running on the legs of responsibility. So if you love me.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most of us, as you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know, the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more in it.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. 426-0690.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is Delbert McClinton.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy. And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. All right, where were we? Yes, back to Ken, who called in from San Francisco with an update. Is that what you said? You have an update?
Mike, in San Diego, it's actually an update on Donna Frye's election.
The mayor.
Yes. Well, a few days ago, it was reflected in court. The judge ruled summarily against Donna Frye's attempt, or actually her attorneys or people who are applying this in court independently of her, that it was not an undue burden to fill in an oval to have a write-in candidacy. So Donna Frye, who got basically 155,000 votes, 2,000 shy of winning the mayor's race, but 5,000 unfilled in ovals on these new machines, which we had never used in San Diego, that I know of, people who wrote in her name, they wrote no next to Dick Murphy's name. They wrote, they scratched out his name. They wrote her name in and put asterisks after it, and the judge summarily ruled that it is not an undue burden for people to fill in the oval.
Well, I have a question. I have a question for you, Ken. How did we, you know, setting aside the fact that Republicans are monsters and Democrats are, sometimes not nearly as bad, setting all that aside, how did we, you and me, and the rest of America, a huge chunk of us, not necessarily you, not necessarily me, how do we get so damn stupid that we can't correctly fill in a ballot? Now, aside from the cheating that the Republicans do and all the crap and jiggering the programs and the hardware and all of that, but seriously, how did you get to the point where ballots are turned in that aren't filled in right? Now, we can make a case that there shouldn't be unnecessary ovals to fill in or this to do or that to do. Voting should be a very simple procedure. But how do we get so stupid?
Well, is it a matter of us getting so stupid where the schools fail, Mike, that we can't read or write, that
every single kid,
from all those schools who have failed to minister to their children correctly, and, you know...
Well, I understand. I understand all that. But what the hell is wrong with us parents? I refuse to blame the schools. I just can't. Totally. I understand that teachers are... Some of them are placed under heavy-duty restrictions. I understand that the curriculum has been totally destroyed. But don't I have an obligation to, not necessarily to homeschool my kid, but to let my kid know something like, hey, look, follow the instructions. You know, when you cross the street, wait until it says walk. You know, if you go in to vote, fill in what they ask you to fill in. If you have a problem with it, go to the voter registrar, whoever the hell is sitting there, and say, how do I do this? I understand what you're saying, but you, I'm tired of living in a country that is so damned ignorant. You understand what I'm saying?
It's not even a matter of ignorance. It's a matter of everybody having their own level of understanding and us communicating it to each other. This is a society of we the people. You're we the people. We're under the phase right now of what I would call the right that roared. And the right has roared. You know, they reached their critical mass of polarization. They leveraged it all across America, and now the results are clear. But the opposite wave, which you are a part of, Mike, and you have the privilege and honor to get to see the revolution beginning. And, you know, America, brace yourself. We just need a summary for the masses, and then all these great websites and your website and people's information giving context to the inquisitive mind so that all of these things start to come back into place.
All right. Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I'm just being devil's advocate there. Ken, thanks for checking in, pal. Always good to hear from you. All right. Take care. Take care. Wiley is calling from Tennessee. Wiley, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. I guess you've been holding on about 3 hours, right?
That's right, Mike. Hey, but it's good to hear your voice.
My pleasure.
The continuity of hearing your voice every night is so much worth so much more than anything you might say, especially tonight. I'm calling to remind you that on February 8, 1999, the People's journalist Steve Kangas was found in the public men's room down the hall from Richard Mellon's case office.
Yeah.
Dead of an official suicide with two bullet holes in his head.
Yeah, I remember hearing that, yeah.
Yeah. It's been that kind of day for me. Wayne Madison emailed me the crime scene pictures from Ray Lemsky, the Florida investigator that was involved with the Clint Curtis Feeney thing.
Right.
That wasn't a suicide either, you know. Neither
well,
was Jerry Webb.
Well, it's amazing to me how many...
It's an epidemic, Mike.
Yeah, how many critics of a right-wing power wind up committing suicide?
Yeah, it's a crime. It's riding wild left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really something. Hey, while I got you on the phone, I want to tell you that Wayne Madison's new piece at Insider Magazine.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's called Christian Mafia.
Yep.
It's really the thing, you know. Regardless of what you think about the guy, this time he did it. It's an epic. He names and places every last one of them from 1935 to the present.
Right.
It's something I'm going to put in my theater's chest for my grandchildren.
There you go. There you go. That's a good idea.
Can I give the website?
Yeah, you certainly may.
It's insider-magazine/Christian Mafia.
I think I've got a couple of pieces in my website linked to Wayne Madsen. Wayne Madsen stuff. What?
It's really long. It's a book that is disguised as a article.
Right, gotcha.
Somebody figured it out to be something like 82 pages.
Oh my God. Well.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's well worth the read. I'm sure it's well worth the read though.
Yeah, it is. Everybody that's read it says so.
All right. Thanks, Wiley.
Take care, Mike. Hey. Right.
Yeah.
He's got the crosshairs of the right tattoo on his forehead, just like you. You
yeah.
Got to watch your back.
Well, trust me. Just like me, maybe Wayne is fully armed. Thanks, Wiley. Appreciate your call. Steve is calling from Portland, Oregon. Steve has been holding on forever, too. Thanks for your patience, Steve.
No problem, Mike. I just want to bring up, I just read an article that it's very likely that Mexico in 2006 is going to have their first progressive populist president since 1940, which is extremely encouraging as far as I'm concerned.
I haven't been following Mexican politics except to realize that all that jive turkey nonsense when who's the president down there now?
Fox.
Fox. When Fox was elected and Bush almost wet his pants and talking about his good buddy and just, you know, and of course Fox likes to ride horses and Bush is terrified of him. You know, you notice how that relationship crashed and burned real quick.
Over immigration.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, another thing, I'd like to say something about Venezuela. I'm hearing that Chavez is actually going to try to quit selling oil to the United States.
Well, that's the reason the word has gone out now from the neocons in the Bush administration to South America, although most South American governments are ignoring what they're saying, and that is that Venezuela is becoming a threat to its neighbors. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that, but, you know, giving the lie to Bush supporting democracy, the fact that he supported the coup against Chavez, also supported the coup in Haiti.
They initiated the attempted coup against Chavez. They initiated it.
They did.
It was their deal.
Maybe a good thing for progressives to do would be to write letters to Chavez encouraging the boycott of the United States.
There you go.
I think that's a good idea.
I think it'd probably be a good one, too.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Here's the article. It doesn't have a link to it. A top State Department official says the United States wants to mobilize Latin American countries to deal with what the Bush administration considers to be Venezuela's threat to regional stability. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs Roger Noriega says the rhetoric and actions of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez are undermining democracy in the South American nation and posing a threat to Venezuela's neighbors. Mr. Noriega says the populist Venezuelan leader is, get this, centralizing power in the executive branch and reaching out to groups that seek to overthrow democratically elected governments. Can you believe this? Can you believe that Roger Noriega, another mass killer who is U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs, has the audacity and total lack of, well, of course, to say that Chavez, that one of the strikes against him, he's centralizing power in the executive branch. Huh? Can you? Oh, God. It's just astonishing, isn't it? So what? Are we going to invade Venezuela now because they're a threat to their neighbors? Yeah? Probably. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. I'm on a Mexican world radio.
I'm on a Mexican radio. It is wrong for the Congress to discriminate against Mexican trucks. Radio.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm, Tiger Balm, and put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve. with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free, and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix game. Get off the couch and into the action.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free, and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those gnats. Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to the New York City crew, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Linda Blake. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com, and our music bureau chief, Jim in Arkansas. Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. Ben is calling from Los Angeles. Ben, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you very much. Listen, Randy Rhodes has said something about Social Security and the way Social Security works. And I thought you might be able to help me explain this to one of my friends. Is it true that what we pay currently, those of us who pay into Social Security, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it true that what we pay is to support and to the benefit of those people who are currently receiving Social Security? In other words, I'm paying in right now the benefits that my surviving parent is receiving, and for the disabled who are currently, you know, taking
Social Security. Okay, I get the question. The answer is not specifically. The Social Security Trust Fund exists whether you or I are making payments into it or not. Now, what we are paying into is the Social Security Trust Fund. From that fund, payments are made. Whatever Social Security pays, it's paid out of that fund. So are you and I specifically paying certain things? No. We are contributing to the overall health of that fund. Yes.
Okay, but now what that means then is that the significant contribution that we're making to this thing is to the whole and not to ourself. In other words, if this current...
Right, yeah, right. You don't have to do other words. Yes, that's absolutely right.
In other words, if we go into, if we start buying into this Bush scheme that we want to contribute to our own accounts and to our own benefits, well, that pretty much cuts out everybody else that's really participating in the benefits, right?
Well, it's not that so much. That's true. But what it is, the Bush scheme, it's not a scheme, it's a scam. If you read Paul Krugman in the New York Times, he's written several columns about this. So what he wrote today is very interesting. Check what your real rate of return will be if you go along, if anyone goes along with the Bush scam. What these people are doing, they're not trying to save Social Security, Ben. They're trying to destroy it. Now, just like civilians in Iraq, they don't care how many people die or get sick or wind up on the streets of America because Social Security is gone. They don't care. Human life means nothing to the Bush crime family. Not the born, not the unborn. They pretend like the unborn means something to them. Even the fetuses don't mean anything to them. It is a lie. Okay?
Right.
Everything that comes out of Bush's mouth is an unmitigated lie. Now, read Paul Krugman's column in the New York Times today, and he explains it very succinctly and a lot better than I can. But I'm telling you that what they are doing, what Bush is trying to do, is nothing less than one of the biggest scams ever perpetrated against the American public. And it cannot happen, and it will not happen. All right?
All right. And my final word to you is that, you know, until Air America Radio came into L.A., I was so depressed. I was so despondent. And I'm so grateful that now I can get in my car, I can turn on 1150, and I can listen to it as I go to work, I can listen to it on my lunch break. I don't have to be on an internet connection to get you guys. It is such a relief.
We're much better than Prozac and a lot cheaper. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate your call, pal. You have a nice evening. Do call us again, too, okay? Kelly is calling from Alabama. Kelly, welcome to the program. And we don't have much time here. I'm sorry, dear.
Okay. Hi.
No, I'm sorry, Kelly. I was looking at Kathy, and I called you dear. Well, all right, what the hell? I'm sorry, Kelly, dear. We don't have much time. Go ahead.
Be careful now. We're in the South.
That's true. That's very true. We'll be shot for that.
I caught the tail end. I got home late. I caught the tail end. I heard you talking something about Alabama, so I just felt like calling in. I kind of wanted to ask you a question. We've got our Alabama state legislature just started their session, and they always announce the keynote legislation they're going to work on. And I remember reading the report, and two of the things, it was like three or four top things, two of them are right next to each other. One of them was a gay marriage ban, and then next to that, they were going to give blacks their rights back. There's some sort of Jim Crow language in the Constitution.
Right.
And I had trouble reconciling those two. Taking rights away from gays and giving rights back to blacks, and I thought, well, what if you're gay and you're black? I mean, does the gay part trump your new black rights you got back, or do you get like half? Or
Kelly, you're look. I live in Georgia, okay? So that means you and I are pretty much on equal footing where it concerns insanity in our state legislatures, right?
Ignorance, bigotry.
Right. So don't try to understand this stuff. Don't try to find any common sense or logic. It'll make you crazy. It'll make you sit down and pull the wings off the cockroaches and sit there and babble. So don't do it. I've tried it. And the next thing I knew, I was pulling the wings off the cockroaches. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Kelly, have a good night. All right, folks. it's great living in the South. It really is. Thanks for participating tonight. We do appreciate it very much. I'll see you tomorrow night for sure. Okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
This is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Like Omega.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com.